This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
After all the domestic economic drama at the end of last week, an 11th-hour debt ceiling deal, a blockbuster jobs report, there is now global economic drama over oil prices. OPEC Plus, the 23-country oil-producing alliance, had a pretty contentious meeting over the weekend. Basically, Saudi Arabia and its allies pushed to cut global production more than planned to help boost prices. And in the end, Saudi Arabia, you know, the group's de facto leader, decided it's going to take on that burden by itself. It'll cut production by 1 million barrels a day starting in July. So what might that mean for energy and gas prices? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
This time last year, crude oil futures were soaring towards $120 a barrel. Gas was running $4.85 a gallon on average, according to AAA. Since then, crude's fallen by nearly half. The price at the pump is down more than a dollar. It's simple supply and demand, says Peter McNally, global analyst at Third Bridge. Plenty of crude for sale, with Russia still getting its oil to market cheap in spite of sanctions.
Inventories have been rising since the third quarter of last year as supply has exceeded demand. The Saudis and their allies do need to cut production in order to balance the market.
Balance the market, meaning try to boost oil prices or at least keep them from falling further. McNally says weak global energy demand, especially in China, is driving Saudi policy.
About half the world's oil demand growth for this year is expected to come out of China, and market participants are starting to feel a bit nervous about that those expectations won't be met.
And global recession fears are running high as well, says Mallory Newell at public opinion firm Ipsos.
So the perception right now for many people, both in the U.S. and across the globe, is that their country is in a recession. And on a daily basis, they're feeling the financial squeeze, eating into their savings, leaning on credit.
Even with Saudi Arabia cutting production, Peter McNally predicts the impact on global crude prices and U.S. pump prices will be limited.
For the next 6 months or so, you're looking at a situation where prices, at least on a year-on-year basis, are going to be lower.
Good for the overall inflation fight, good for U.S. consumers' pocketbooks. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.